Buenos Aires, the capital of Argentina, is our first stop today. It's the meeting place of the G20, the group of 20, leaders from 19 nations plus the European Union, representing the biggest economies of the world. All are going to be there. CNN correspondent Nick Robertson says in terms of international diplomacy, the G20 is like this giant music festival where all the world's biggest bands are playing. These nations account for two-thirds of the world's population, 75% of its international trade, and 85% of the world's economic output. And this is the 10th anniversary of the first G20 meeting. In 2008, leaders met to discuss a response to the Great Recession. In 2018, they'll spend Friday and Saturday focused first on issues related to the global economy, and they'll also talk about international trade, agriculture, and energy policy. In the past, the G20's been criticized for having a lot of show but little action. This time around, though, there are some unique dramas playing out. One point of tension involves the U.S. and Russia. Their presidents were supposed to meet on the sidelines of the summit this Saturday, but U.S. President Donald Trump canceled that meeting on Thursday. He blamed Russia's seizure of three Ukrainian ships during a confrontation earlier this week. Russia still has those ships and their sailors in custody. Trade struggles between the U.S. and China, Britain's plan to leave the European Union, and Saudi Arabia's response to the killing of a Saudi journalist in Turkey, all of these topics are going to be closely watched at the G20.